So welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Samik Rishi Prabhuji to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. So I would like to read some introduction about Prabhuji. So His Grace Samik Rishi Prabhu is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense services to the devotee community and served the society by donating for lots of projects. For the propagation of Krishna consciousness, they purchased a house for the Bhaktivedanta Institute and an office for Back to Godhead magazine and donated the Radha Krishna deities to the ISKCON temple in Philadelphia in the early 80s. In the early 90s, they took the initiative to construct a new home for Sri Sri Radha Damodar in Jitanagi. He also served as temple president of ISKCON of New Jersey from 1996 to 2010. He started Every Town and Village Trust, funded by Samik Rishi Prabhu's own life savings and earnings, to serve Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON in various ways. A few years ago, he embarked on a project called the Krishna Mini Temple, in which he produced 3,000 mini temples that include deities as well as a place for Srila Prabhupada's books. For the past several years, he has been serving Srila Prabhupada's mission as a traveling preacher, visiting various places in India, various other countries, and also regularly share Krishna Katha on various conference calls. He is an initiating ISKCON guru. Currently, Samik Rishi Prabhu's main focus is developing ISKCON Khargan Navabraj Dham, a 50-acre temple complex and community in Madhya Pradesh, India, to serve the worldwide devotee community. We can get more information on this new project from www.everytownandvillage.org. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, are you on the call?
Yes, I am here, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept the humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable association and time. So now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Please accept my humble obeisances to all the devotees who have joined this conference call. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। नमो महावदान्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतुष्ये नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे विल बी कंटिन्यूइंग रीडिंग अबाउट महाराज प्रथुस इज गोइंग बैक होम। सो वी कुड ऑल्सो गेट इंस्पायर्ड टू गो बैक होम, बैक टू गॉडहेड एंड हाउ वी कुड गो। सो ही इज डिस्क्राइबिंग this Sanatan Sanat Kumar, they all came, and now this is conversation between Maitreya Muni and Vidurji. So Maitreya Muni is narrating all these things which happened because he attended at the place with Suta Goswami and Naimisharanya Rishis, and Suta Goswami heard from Sukhdev Goswami when he was narrating about these devotees to Parikshit Maharaj. So the text is goes like this. Text number 30 and 31, two verses we will take. Ittham bhutanu bhavo sau prathu sa bhagavat tamaham kirtitam tasya charitam uddama charitasyate translation and purport by His Divine Grace C.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maitreya continued, the greatest of all devotees, Maharaj Prathu, was very powerful and his character was liberal, magnificent and magnanimous. Thus I have described him to you as far as possible. Maharaj Prathu is a Shaktavashesh avatar, means especially empowered how to rule. So ruling power of the Lord is given to Prathu Maharaj. And so how he ruled very properly, how all the citizens were very, very happy, just like in Ram Rajya, how they were happy, how earth used to give everything, whatever is needed. Earth is like a mother and she is giving all the supply necessities. The ocean will bring out all the jewels out automatically without endeavoring to go deep into the ocean. So many things they happen because if the king is good, religious, they all follow Krishna consciousness, then everybody can live very peacefully. So particularly this very special word, Bhagavatama, Bhagavatama. So purport in this verse, the word Bhagavatama means the topmost devotee is very significant, for the word Bhagavat is used especially to refer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavat means Bhagwan. Bhagwan means that word comes from Bhagavat, but there are two kinds of Bhagavats. One is like book Bhagavat, this Bhagavatam and other Vedic literature, that is one, and another is a person Bhagavat. And person is also Bhagavat if he has all the qualities of a pure devotee of the Lord. And we will discuss about that particular part, about the devotee. Who is that advanced devotee? What kind of categories they are in? So this Bhagavat word derived from the word Bhagwan comes from the word Bhagavat. Sometimes, however, we see that the word Bhagwan is used for great personalities like Lord Brahma. So Bhagwan Brahma, Bhagwan Narad, Shiva, Narad Muni. This is the case with Prathu Maharaj, who is described here as the best of the Bhagwans or the best of the Lords. A person can be so addressed only if he is a great personality who exhibits extraordinary, uncommon features, or who attains the greatest goal after his disappearance, or who knows the difference between knowledge and ignorance. Knowledge is the object of knowledge, that we are the spirit soul, part of Krishna, and our only duty here is to serve the Supreme Lord in loving devotional service. So that, and anything else is really ignorance, just to satisfy our senses, to live here without any proper goal or without knowing what is our goal or what is the duty of a human being. So if one does not know, one does not know about Bhagwan or other Vaishnavas and is not engaged in the service, then that is ignorance. In other words, the word Bhagwan should not be used for ordinary persons. So we will talk about the devotees and how they, and then we will go for the next verse. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught to Rupa Goswami when he was in Prayag for 10 days. He instructed him about the devotional service. And in their way of conversion, while they were conversing each other, which is all given in Chaitanya Charitamrita about the Rupa Goswami, that how rare is a pure devotee. That there are so many unlimited living beings. They could be divided into two categories. Eternally liberated and eternally bound up. So liberated, that is called eternally liberated, they are called Nitya Mukta. They are free from material entanglement. So they remain in the spiritual kingdom, but they are still Jiva soul. They are not Swamsa Tattva or Swarup Shakti. Swarup Shakti is like all the expansion from Krishna. They are Swarup Shakti. Then there are even Radharani and all the queens of Dwarka, Vraj Gopis, they are all from Swarup Shakti. So, and here in the material world, everybody is eternally conditioned. We are bound up into the material world, but it is not in that it is perpetual. It can be broken, at least particularly in human life, that you could be free from this binding eternally. It's a condition, means baddha jiva. Baddha means bound up by the ropes. We are bound by modes of the material nature, mode of sattvagun, rajogun, tamogun, and under the direction of the Supreme Lord, Durga Devi binds us into the material world. The condition entities are further divided. Who can move? Achal and chal. Achal means we cannot move. That is like mountains, means they used to have wings like we read before. They used to fly. And they have children also. They used to get married. Means they are also living being. And also trees and so many different plants and vines, they cannot move. And those who can move, So trees, their consciousness is so much covered. Even stones are a kind of, you may say, are living being, but their consciousness is so much dull that is politically they cannot. But there are certain stones who are living beings, and there are moving people and non-moving, chal and achal. So moving people, they include birds, aquatics, animals, human beings, and all of which have more developed consciousness than the achal, who don't walk. So all of the land creatures, a small proportion are humans. Out of 8.4 million species, so many are achal, some are chal, or they are moving, but human being is only out of even 400,000 of human being. Only we are considering that human being on this earth planet. On a higher planetary system, they cannot, or lower planetary system, they cannot engage in devotional service. So, in earth planet also, there are mlechas, pulindas, shabras, and so many, but they are not civilized. Civilized means they follow the Vedic principle, because the Vedas, they come along with our birth. Just like when you buy some equipment and there is certain literature, so that literature talks about how to use it. So Vedas are given to us by the Supreme Lord so we could utilize our human life to fulfill what is given. So there are certain rules, regulation, laws, so they are the law book. So Vedic principles, they are civilized people. Half of those who follow the Vedas, simply they give lip service to the scriptures, but in fact they live irreligiously and sinful lives. So of those who follow the Vedic principles, means they are called Vedic principle, they are called Aryas, and Anaryas, that who don't follow Vedic principle at all. So, but most of the people, they are engaged, even if they follow Vedic principles, they are engaged in fruitive ritual activity. Fruitive rituals means for the fruits, means they will work hard to get the fruits of their work and enjoy with them to their senses. Means dharma, artha, that they are religious, they will be called religious, that's it. So mostly like varnashram dharma, so they may be called religious, but ultimately their aim is to enjoy sense gratification. So dharma, they get some artha or finances, and by that they get their desires get fulfilled, their senses get fulfilled, and ultimately they get tired and they want to be liberated, free from this. So one out of many such fruitive workers, means karmis that we call them, who may become a philosopher. Among many millions of philosophers who try to understand about the Vedic literature, one may actually achieve liberation. But it is very difficult to find a pure duty, but out of many, like we hear, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yadapi yadati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvata. To understand Krishna by tattva is very, very difficult. So a pure devotee, even among so many who want to siddhi or who want liberation, then the pure devotee of the Lord is again more and more rare. So out of many millions of philosophers, one may actually achieve liberation. And out of many people, it is difficult to find a pure devotee of the Lord Krishna, even among many millions of liberated people. So liberated does not means mukta, that he is a devotee of the Lord. So who is a devotee? We will talk about that. Everyone in the material world, they are bound by their desires. They want this, that, either gross desires or subtle desires. Subtle is more philosophical in their mind, but it has nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. So one who are fruitive engaged in fruitive activity are bound by a desire for material enjoyment. They are called mukti. Whether here in this life or after death in heaven, that after death they want to go to heavenly planet and enjoy more there, and they get more entrapped. Those who are attached to quest for knowledge, so that is called karmis or bhuktis, then there are jnanis. They are also bound by desire for liberation to merge into the Brahma Jyoti. And the yogis are live in the not that they could get merged, but Siddha Lokas. They go and remain in the Siddha Lokas, which is just floating, but they are not Vaikuntha planets. While the yogis are bound by the desire for spiritual powers, they want anima, mahima, lagima. So those are the yogis. As long as there are these, so they are all follow Vedic literature, but they could get Vedic literature is like a, you may say, it's everything that they could get from through the Vedic literature. There is no need to study or research. Research, I mean, search is already there, it is already been given. And unnecessarily we are wasting time in so many different researches. But you could get, it's like a big source of water. You could go, you could drink water, you could fetch water, you could swim there, you could have a boating, surfing, whatever you want, one can do it. So Vedic literatures are like that. But the best use of is the one becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. So as long as there is desires or sensual enjoyment or salvation or spiritual perfection in the heart, one will be disturbed. Perfections means this, like anima, mahima, lagima, like yogis, they want to get this. So somebody may say that, okay, let me stop desiring, but desiring cannot be stopped. Desiring is it. We have to have a pure desire to serve the Lord. So devotees alone are truly, they know they are the only one who could get peace. Others, they can never get peace. Krishna, bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakala shant, Krishna bhakta nishkam ateva shant. Only Krishna bhakta can be free. Mukta nam api siddha nam, narayana parayana, sudurlabha prashantatma, kotishu api mahamuni. Of all the liberated and perfected being, O great sage, one who is devoted to Narayan is most rare. He alone amongst countless millions has found divine peace. So, tadiya means his own, tadiya nam samacharet. So, who have so contact with the Lord, those special beings who come in touch with the Lord are known as tadiya or Krishna's own. So who are Krishna's own people? So one is Bhagavat, that is Krishna, or one is Bhagavat, or Bhagavat Bhok, Gangaya Bhakta Jane, Chaturdha Vigraha Krishna Eichari Sen. So Supreme Lord is always associated with four. Who are those four people? Bhok Bhagavat, Tulsi, Ganga, and the devotees of the Lord. So the Diti form of the Lord becomes worshipable after it has been there is a ritual of concentrated rituals. So those are the four people. They are Tadiya Nam Samacharet. Tadiya means his own, Krishna's own. And who are those? Bhok Bhagavat, Parsan Bhagavat, Tulsi and Ganga. So they are all worshipable. So we are talking about this, that one should also take shelter, not of Bhagavan only, but also these four, but especially the person who is a moving Bhagavat or moving Bhagavan himself, pure duty of the Lord. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Tadiya Tulsi, that describes about that, Tadiya Tulsi Vaishnava Mathura Bhagavat Eicharera Seva Hai Krishnera Abhimat, that Krishna is saying that one should worship these four of the people. One should do seva. Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Mathura Vasri Murtira Shraddha Sevan. So there are five things that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, that they are, if you could follow out of 64 items of devotional service, then one can advance and become a pure devotee very, very soon or very fast, which are easy. So these are the five limbs of the devotional service. They are considered the best among all of this. That is Sadhu Sangha, associated with devotees, Nam Kirtan, chanting the holy name, Sankirtan, like with alone or together with other devotees, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Even you hear one verse, that, and then Mathura Vas or anywhere near the temple that you live, and attend all the temple programs along with other devotees. And in the temple when you go, there is Murtira Shraddhaya Sevan, that Murti or the Diti form of the Lord. So Diti Seva, one can do it home also. So those five items are very, very important. So Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paise Keba. So if you want to giving up the Vaishnava Seva, how you could be free from this material entanglement? Without the association and service of the perfected devotee of the Lord, the person Bhagavat, no aspect of devotional service can be exercised properly. Krishna Bhakta, Bhakti, that mool part, that root of all this Krishna Bhakti, or even becoming a devotee, is Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Bhakti Janma Moola Hai Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Prema Janme Teho Puna Mukhya Anga. The root cause of devotional service to Krishna is association with advanced devotees. And when one's love for Krishna awakens, the association with devotees becomes the chief element in one's devotional service. So in Padma Puran and Khand, and Mahadevji is saying to worshipping of the Tadiya, to Parvati. This is very famous verse. Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param, means out of all the worship, Vishnu Aradhana is topmost. But even Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiya Nam Samacharit. But even on top of Vishnu Seva, even more greater than Vishnu Seva, is to serve his people, Tadiya Nam. The Tadiya word, we say that there are four Tadiyas: Tulsi, Ganga, Vaishnava, and Bhagavat. So, one who worships Govinda without worshipping those who are connected to him cannot be considered a true devotee. In fact, he is nothing more than a hypocrite. The Lord does not accept the service of one who has no affection for Tulsi and the other things who are described as Tadiya. And who simply tries to show affection for him alone. So alone, if you just show affection and worship just Krishna, that is the lowest rung of the devotees. O Arjun, those who claim to be my devotees are actually not my devotees. I consider only those who are the servants of my devotees to actually be my devotees. So that is given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So in Uddhava Gita also, that is in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th Kento, that Mad Bhakta Pujya Vedika Sarva Bhuteshu Manmati, that my devotees are more than me, myself. If they don't worship the devotees, then they cannot achieve me at all. I don't even look them. Amara Bhaktera Puja Ama Haite Bada Sei Prabhu Vede Bhagavate Kaila Darha. The Lord has forcibly declared in the Vedas and Bhagavatam, worshipping or serving my devotee is even greater than worshipping me. So now there are three levels of devotees. So there are so many householders. And so Mahaprabhu was, when he was passing through the Kulin Gram, then the Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda Basu, they were asking him, Mahaprabhu, that who Mahaprabhu, so they are asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are the devotees whom we should worship. This householders have three principal duties. What are those duties? Serving the Diti form of Krishna, chanting the holy name, and serving the Vaishnavas. So how to recognize a Vaishnava? That was their question when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through the Kulin Gram, particularly Satyaraj Khan. So they came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like they used to go every year to Jagannath Puri. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ensured in Jagannath Puri three different years that he ensured. So he started from describing the lower category of Vaishnava, then the Kanista Adhikari, that is the lower category, then the Madhyam, and finally the highest class of duty, Uttam Adhikari. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, if I hear someone chant Krishna's holy name just once, I consider him to be worshipable. Purashchar, there is no need of anyone who is chanting the holy name. Purashcharya. Purashcharya means following rules and regulation of the mantras and so many, that even if they are just chanting, then holy name, it dissolves, the holy name dissolves all one's entanglement in the material activity. It attracts the mind and awakens one's love for her, love for Krishna. One who chants the name of Krishna should be recognized as a Vaishnava, and you should offer him all the respect to him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also saying the similar thing. One who has taken initiation in the Vaishnava mantra but continue to under the sway of Mayavad philosophy due to their ignorance of the Vaishnava doctrine. So, but a devotee who chants without offenses, nam without offense, will not be contaminated by such faults. So if somebody is following, he may be initiated but follow the doctrine of Mayavad, then they are not really, we cannot say that they are devotees. They may be called a Vaishnava praya, or almost a person who has simply been initiated but does not serve the Vaishnavas, then they are called Vaishnava praya, just almost a Vaishnava or Vaishnava for the name's sake. So the characteristics of the most advanced devotees, what is there? Prabhu kahe Vaishnava seva nama sankirtan duikara shighra pabe Sri Krishna charan. That fast they will get Sri Krishna. You should both serve the Vaishnavas and chant the holy name of Krishna. So first person, like Kanishta Adhikari, just chants the holy name and have honor for Diti Seva. But he does not honor Vaishnavas and does not serve them. And so he is a Kanishta Adhikari. So how to recognize a Vaishnava? Now second time when he asked, the second year Mahaprabhu told him about the devotee at a middle stage, progress, Madhyam Adhikari. Krishna Naam Nirantar Janara Vadane Sei Vaishnava Shrestha Bhaja Tahara Charane. A person who is always chanting the holy name of the Lord is to be considered a first class Vaishnava and worship his lotus feet. So you give respect to Kanishta Adhikari. Then you worship the lotus feet of a person who is constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord. So the third year, when Satyaraj once again asked the same question, and this time Mahaprabhu responded by describing the characteristic of the most advanced Vaishnava, Uttam Adhikari or Mahabhagavat. Jahara Darshane Mukhe, Aise Krishna Naam, Tahara Janihatumi Vaishnava Pradhan. One whose very sight, like you see the Vaishnava and he brings the name, then you start chanting name of Krishna to your lips, should be recognized as the best of all the Vaishnavas. So these are the three categories: Vaishnava, Vaishnavatar, and Vaishnavatam. So we are talking about the Vaishnavatam. One has no need to serving a Vaishnava who may have undergone formal initiation, but who has never once chanted the holy name offenselessly. So important part is not that chanting once, but it should be offenselessly. Even one should still act as his well-wisher and offer him. So if he is not chanting, you could offer him respect. You could offer him like a well-wisher, as a well-wisher. Whereas Vaishnava should be well-wisher to every living being, not just one who is chanting. And so he should be just like as a guest. So what are the qualities of the Vaishnava? So automatically, because devotee has all the virtues and non-devotees, they have no virtuous things. Okay. Yashyasti bhaktir bhagavat akinchina sarvair gunair tatra samasate suraha harav abhaktasya kuto madguna manorathena dhavato so bhai. For those who are devotion for the Supreme Lord without any desire for any personal goal, all the demigods come and invest them with their qualities. Means they get the quality of all the demigods. As for non-devotees, there are no virtues, there are no good qualities. They are led by their own personal desire and they are always superficially running about in the impermanent existence. Therefore, it is impossible for them to truly be virtuous. The chief pujari at Govindaji temple was Haridas Pandit, and his reputation as a virtuous man is spread throughout the world. Because he had these qualities, they are known through their qualities. They are polite, tolerant, peaceful, generous, grave, sweet in his words and endeavors, and they are sober. This Pujari, Govindaji, he was respectful to everyone and acted for the welfare of all. His heart was free from duplicity, envy, malice. So what happens when you start chanting the qualities, the demigod, the award, and Krishna also gives them, that their heart becomes pure. So it's not that Prabhupada came and he asked them to just chant. He did not see that, okay, you become pure, so gradually all the good qualities would come automatically. All the great virtues manifest in a Vaishnava's body, for it is said that all Krishna's virtues are transferred to this deity. When you chant the holy name, just like, then naturally all the qualities of even Krishna, they come in the deity. These transcendental qualities are characteristics of a pure Vaishnava. And though they cannot be described fully, it's impossible. So, Krishna ka Sharan, the qualities described are symptoms, are they are of the pure devotees that we talked about. Essential characteristic that they take shelter of the Lord. Everywhere they take the complete shelter of Krishna. Then automatically other qualities, like there are 25 qualities of Krishna. But one who has taken the shelter of Krishna, they develop gradually those qualities to certain extent. So that is the first, that they have taken Krishna ka Sharan. Another secondary virtue, so Kapil Dev is encouraging his mother Devuti. And then what is that? So saintly persons who are tolerant, merciful and friendly to all creatures, who do not make enemies and are peaceful, are jewels among the pious. So these are different qualities in this way. That devotees, like in Sri Bhagavad Gita, it just talks about that mat chitta matagata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantasya mamnityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. That in their mind they are always thinking of Krishna, that their life force is in Krishna. They talk about bodhayanta parasparam, and they talk about me, they talk about my glories, and then they become very satisfied in doing that. The fortunate saintly persons are constantly engaged in discussing about me. Any person who listens to what they say is purified, so person who listens to these saintly people, then they become purified by the mercy of the Krishna. So what are the benefits, one may ask, of associating with such saintly person? The benefits of associating with the saintly, the compassion of the saintly, the guru and the pure devotees, result principally in the dissipation of one's bad habits. Their bad habits will go away. Just like whom we associate, we become like that. If we enter into a black mascara place, a small place, if you go, then you will get a quality of that blackness will touch you. So Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Hai Sadhu Sangha. We talked about that Sadhu Sangha is the Krishna Bhakti that is the Janma, that is the birth of Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Prem Janme Teho Puna Mukhyanga. So Mahat Krapa Vina Kon Karme Bhakti Hai. These are all from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nay Krishna Bhakti Dure Rahu Sansara Nay Kshay. Without the favor of a great devotee, no activity qualifies as devotion. Not only is one unable to attain pure devotion to Krishna, but one cannot even be freed from the bondage of material existence. Only because Krishna se tumar Krishna dite par, tumara shakti ache, that Krishna is in the pocket of a devotee, a pure devotee, then he could give it. He could give that to some others, but he does not have how one can give it. So Vina Mahatya, this is even the discussion between King Rahugan and Jad Bharat. Vina Mahatpada Rajovishekam. So, without taking the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee, or without taking their uchist and the water that has washed the feet, three things from a devotee, and one gets benefit. If one wants to advance in the discipline of bhakti, must be especially careful about the type of person to whom he renders service. So that person should be a pure devotee, not karmi, not in Karmakand or Gyanpath, he may be very knowledgeable, but they are not tadiya. They have to become tadiya is a pure duty of the Lord, and one should avoid offenses to such a devotee. So three things that again that one has to take is that you offer to Krishna, that is called Mahaprasad. But if you offer to a Vaishnava that Mahaprasad, then it becomes Mahaprasad. So that is one. Then the water that is washing the feet and the dust of the lotus feet. And then you hear also. It's not that you just do that, but also you have to hear from him, and it goes, it enters the heart and it manifests by Krishna's mercy. So he understands that who is he and how to become a pure devotee of the Lord. O Venerable Vaishnava, ocean of compassion, be merciful to me, your servant. I beg you to give me shelter at your lotus feet and purify me. Since Krishna is yours, it is within your power to give him to others. I am helpless, and so calling out the names of Krishna, I follow you wherever you go. Vaishnava Thakur, Dayara Sagar, Edase Karuna Kari, Diyapad Chaya, Sodha Amar, means you purify me. Tomara charana dhari, Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite par, Tomara shakati ache, Amito kangal, Krishna Krishna bali, Dhai tava pache pache, I am running behind you, Dhai tava pache pache, Amito kangal, I am just poor beggar, and I am just giving you, so please give me Krishna. So just like the blackness of the coal cannot be changed by any water content in the lakes and oceans, whole ocean, but a coal cannot be, the blackness cannot go away. It can only be transformed by the fire. If you burn it, so fire, the devotee are like fire, and they burn all the sins, and they purify the heart of a devotee who wants to follow that. So it is only by the blazing fire of divine instruction from the Sadguru that one can be purified of material contamination. Only then can one be freed from the clutches of the witch of material illusion. So this is about what kind of Bhagavata, and there are three categories that we describe, and so one should associate with the pure, the Madhyam Adhikari, and not, and Kanishta Adhikari, you just respect him. Madhyam Adhikari, you serve him and respect him, and pure devotees, you take those three things and even take initiation and advance the further. So that is the system that has been created by Krishna. We cannot control what is the need. I am just chanting, I am reading Bhagavatam, I am worshipping Diti, I am offering, I take Krishna Prasad. No, one has to take shelter of a pure devotee. Krishna would not even look at him if he does not take the shelter of these four things: Tulsi, Ganga, Vaishnava and Bhagavat. So person is manifesting that what is given in the Bhagavat, he is also a person Bhagavan, book Bhagavat and person Bhagavan. So next verse, that text number 31, Yaidam sumahat punyam shraddhaya vahitah patet shavayachranu yadvapi saprato padavim yat yat means attains. So translation and purport: any person who describes the great characteristics of King Prathu with faith and determination, whether he reads or hears of them himself or helps others to hear of them, is certain to attain the very planet which Maharaj Prathu attained. In other words, such a person who returns home to the Vaikuntha planets, back to Godhead. So if we read about this, is the glory of hearing, why we are hearing, why we are reading about Prathu Maharaj. So this is the benefit of associating or reading about him. So if he is returning back home, you could also return back to Godhead. If you follow the life and if you read about him and describe about him and glorify him. So in the execution of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, there are nine processes: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dashyam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam is especially stressed. This means that bhakti or devotional service begins by hearing and chanting about Vishnu. When we speak of Vishnu, that is also we are referring to which relates to Vishnu, not just Vishnu. See, Krishna is, we say, absolute truth. Absolute truth means from whom everything, or Purna Satya. Or, so that Satya, that means that it's not just Vishnu, but whoever is attached to Vishnu, you also worship them. They are also on absolute level. Absolute means whatever related to Krishna is also absolute. In the Shiva Puran, Lord Shiva recommends Vishnu worship to the topmost worship. And better than Vishnu worship is worship of the Vaishnavas. That we talked about Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Iti Partaram Devi Tadiyanam Samachare. That it is even more higher than Vishnu worship is his people. One who is related to Vishnu. They explained here in that hearing and chanting about a Vaishnava is as good as hearing and chanting about Vishnu. So Vaishnava, you hear about Vaishnava like Prathu Maharaj, or you hear about Vishnu, it is all the same. For Maitreya has explained that anyone who hears about Prathu Maharaj with attention also attends the planet which Maharaj Prathu attend. There is no duality between Vishnu and Vaishnavas. And this is called Advaya Gyan. A Vaishnava is as important as Vishnu, and therefore Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote in his Guruvastak, Sakshad Hari Tvena Samasta Shastrair Uktas Tatha Bhavyata Eva Sadvi Kintu Prabhorya Priya Eva Tashya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The Supreme Vaishnava is the spiritual master, and he is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said that sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant the name of the gopis. And some of the students, they are trying that, why you are chanting the name of gopis? Why don't you chant Krishna? And they were really offending. Because the gopis are the purest Vaishnavas, the topmost, like Radharani, Radhe, Radhe, that Krishna would chant even when he was in Dwarka with so many queens serving him so much. So they used to wonder, but she has sacrificed so much and she has done so much service that nobody can come to her level. So, and one can understand her when I give this Sunday class at Tuvako Temple, we will talk about her qualities and how she is serving, why she is topmost, what kind of service she does. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to take, because they were becoming offensive. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, Gopi, Gopi, and they will shout at him, they will even go behind and start at him, even they wanted to beat him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I came to liberate everybody, came to make all these devotees, and rather they, by doing their, not only Bhagavat Aparad, not just Vaishnava Aparad, Aparad of Bhagwan Swayam, then what would happen to them? They will go to hell for millions and millions of lifetimes. So in those days, a sannyasi was respected everywhere. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that I must take sannyas. So at a young age, at 24 years of age, then he took sannyas. He gave up his young wife, 16-year-old Vishnu Priya Devi, and also his mother, only son. She was a widow, but he gave her mother also and went to Jagannath Puri. So Lord himself, that devotional service to his devotees is better than service offered directly to him. Sometimes the Sahajiya class of devotees are interested only in Krishna's personal pastimes to the exclusion of the activities of the devotees. So this type of devotee is not on a very high level. One who sees the devotee and the Lord on the same level has further progressed. So I want to speak about little bit about Advaya Gyan. What is this Advaya Gyan? Advaya Gyan Tattva. So this is a very important part. Advaya means there is nothing two, it's only one. So Krishna and anything related to Krishna, so Krishna himself is Advaya Gyan, Advaya Tattva. What is the meaning of Tattva? Means we say that, yes, we should understand Tattva. Tattva means feeling, bhava, or what is the swarup. Krishna Tattva means Krishna swarup. Means we have to understand Krishna through Tattva. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tattvata. One who understands by tattva. So tattva means, what is his swarup? Krishna is his swarup, is Sachidananda Vigraha. So we have to understand. I would not go, because time is so much. It's a very big topic. Advaya Gyana Tattva. And kra, when we say kra, krashi, that is satta, means he is there. And na, that in Krishna there is kra, and na means that is, na is for one who is in bliss, Ananda Vachak. And in between there is kra is satta, na, and in between is knowledge. So Krishna means sat, chit, and ananda. All three words are there. It is there. That's why sometime, so Krishna's, this all the Shaktis, so Krishna is not alone, his energies are there with him. Just like fire is the energy, but his energy, fire's energy is heat and light. It will be there. Without heat, you cannot call it fire. So Krishna has many, many Shaktis, and there is, so in Advaita Gyan, there is three things, that is, differentiation is not there. It is in the material world, it is there. He has no difference between Sajatiya, Vijatiya and Swagat. So Advaita Gyan, that means it is proof Advaita, it is without his existence, you don't really need it. It is automatically there. He does not need any outside thing. He does not depend on anybody. And there is nobody like him anywhere. And no other Vijati, even Vijati means another category like him would not be there. And only he takes shelter of his own energies. So, just I will discuss about Sajatiya. Means, like say, there is a human being. They are all of the same. But they are different. Human being is a human category. So Vishnu, all the Vishnu tattvas, that is all, they are all Sajati. They are all the same. There is no difference. But in human being and anywhere, there is difference. There is difference even each leaf. There is difference in the material world between even the so many flakes of snow. So Sajati, but in Krishna, there is no difference. They are all Krishna. Vijatiya means one like from this like Jadvastu and Chidrup, like. So in material world there is Vijatiya that you may say, but in Parabrahma anything, there is no no independence. But Krishna, whatever is related to Krishna, that is all, even if it is a Vijatiya. It develops the quality of Krishna himself, just by connection. Because it, and then Swagat means Deh and Dehi in our us, the body is different than the Dehi who owns the body. So that is the Dehi. Nam and Nami, whose name is, and that is called Nami. So same thing. But in Krishna, there is Deh and Dehi, they are all the same. He is all of the same element. His any Anga can act of any another part. He could impregnate by the eye. He could eat with just seeing the food. So Krishna has, he is Sachidananda Vigraha, and there is no difference in Sajatiya Bhed, Vijatiya Bhed, and Swagat Bhed is not there. That's why in Brahma Samhita, we sing Angani Yash Saklendriya Vratti Manti, Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiram Jaganti, Ananda Chinmay Sadujula Vigrahasya, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So Tattva means a Sar. The Sar means essence of everything is called Tattva. So Advaita Tattva, there is no differentiation between Sajatiya, Vijatiya and Swagat Bhed is not there. And so it is a very big topic, and Krishna is that Advaita Tattva. So that we have to understand. That is through all the Shastra we have to understand. So these two words that we describe, Avagat Bhagavat, are who is devotee of the Lord, what are categories, and what is Advaita Tattva, Advaita Gyan. And so we can discuss more further if there is any question on this two particular topics. Two verses we read about Prathu Maharaj, two characteristics, that he is a perfect Bhagavat, means a person Bhagavat, and also he is worshipping Krishna, who is Advaita Gyana Tattva, Advaita Tattva. So you can unmute, and if there is any questions we can talk.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class and for telling us about the qualities of the devotees and Lord. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. So I would request devotees now, if they have any questions or comments for Prabhuji, they can ask now. Thank you.
Questions, comments, or anything to discuss?
Yeah, thank you, Guru Maharaj. Very nice class.
Thank you, Radharavan Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you. Very nice. We explain everything. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mother Kaumudi ji. And please offer my respect to Jai.
Jai.
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Please say it.
Hare Krishna, if no one has any question or comments for Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for the beautiful class. Yeah, thank you for the beautiful class, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much. It's all mostly from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, thank you so much. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhu. The class was very nice. Prabhuji, how many verses did you cover, Prabhu?
Two.
Two.
30 and 31. 31. Okay. 30 and 31 that we read. Yeah, we covered those two verses, okay?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Prabhu, for your association.
Thank you for your all association.
This Rupa Vilas, Shamakesh Prabhu, this very nice class. Very nice. And I just wanted to ask you, is tattva means maybe refer to absolute truth?
Tattva means a star. No. Tattva, Advaya Tattva. Tattva means what is his swaroop? Just
the original form.
Original form. Mm. What is? So, when we know tattva means sar ko gahi rahe, thotha dehi uda hai. You take the essence. So tattva means the essence. What is the essence of Krishna? That he is the absolute truth. Everything is emanating from him. Purna Satya. Our material world is all relative world. We say beauty, but how much beautiful? Can you compare with the... the topmost, everything is in Krishna. The pure way is Krishna. The source of everything is Krishna. He is protecting us. He is the one who made us, and we are meant to serve him and make him happy, but we are doing trying to make our senses happy, and that's why we are in this material world. So Advaya Jnana Tattva, that Krishna cannot be divided. He is anything related to Krishna become Krishnaized. Like you put an iron rod in the fire, it takes the fiery qualities. But we take association with the matter, with the material world, not knowing that it is meant for Krishna, we use for ourselves, then it is like it develops the qualities of the matter, means we become jada. Jada means we become materialistic. So you remain in the material world and have relation with them. But if you want to go back to Krishna's abode, seeing the suffering in the material world, even the people who are free from any material inabilities, they also want to go to Krishna Loka and serve, because Jiva is always active. He wants to do some service. Then where to repose those service? Either in the material world or to serve to Krishna and his devotees, Tadiya Nam. So I told about Tadiya means Tulsi Seva, Ganga Seva, Vaishnava Seva, Srimad Bhagavatam Seva. And so those are... So Vaishnava Seva means, again, like Prabhupada wanted book distribution, printing books, making temple, arrange some parties for Sankirtan parties, go village to village. So he did not sit in one place. He took 14 times the round of the globe in just short time. So that is what activity he wants. And Chaitanya Krishna also wants that you distribute this my knowledge to others. So bring others to Krishna's lotus feet. They have forgotten. Oh, very nice question.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I think there is no further question, so we should end now.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kaivalya Prabhu. Okay. So please accept my obeisances. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhu bheva cha patita naam pavane
bheva cha pavane jo vaishnava namo
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.